AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump will not make his own closing arguments tomorrow in his civil fraud trial in New York. The AP's Julie Walker reports the judge has stepped in.
Trump wanted to take part in the closing arguments along with his lawyers, but they objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. Trump, his two eldest sons, and business are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat. She claims Trump's net worth was inflated by billions to secure loans and get insurance. The leading presidential Republican candidate calls the lawsuit politically motivated. In a pretrial ruling, the judge found Trump committed fraud. He's now deciding how much damages will be and whether Trump can do business in New York. All deny wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Republicans in the House are pushing for impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The secretary's actions have brought us here today, not ours.
Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green says they intend to prove Mayorkas is derelict in his duty over handling the surge of migrants at the Mexico border.
The findings of our investigation, available to the public at homeland.house.gov, coupled with the secretary's refusal to change course on the reckless decisions facilitating this crisis, have left us with no reasonable alternative than to pursue the possibility of impeachment.
Impeaching a cabinet secretary is rare, having only happened once before in the nation's history when the House impeached Defense Secretary William Belknap in 1876 over receiving kickbacks in government contracts. President Biden's son Hunter made a surprise visit to Capitol Hill as Republicans took a first step to hold him in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry into the president. Search teams are being sent following an avalanche at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. There's another job opening in the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks fired coach Pete Carroll. This is AP News. Scuffles broke out at a West Bank protest in Ramallah as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Police tried to push protesters away from the Palestinian presidency headquarters, where Blinken's meeting Abbas, and then block a road nearby. Activist Jamal Juma accuses the Secretary of State of being one of the organizers of what's going on in the Gaza Strip.
It's a shame to receive a Blinken, who's one of the organizers of the genocide in Gaza Strip. He's the one who's leading the war on Gaza Strip on our people. Our people there in Gaza is killed by the American bombs.
Blinken wants to seek governance reforms as part of U.S. efforts to rally the region behind post-war plans for Gaza that also includes concrete steps towards a Palestinian state. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.